At the prestigious Regency Grand Hotel, life operates like clockwork. Beds made with hospital corners, bathrooms gleaming with military precision, and tea room silver polished to mirror-like perfection. For Molly Gray, head maid extraordinaire, these routines provide the framework for navigating a world that often feels overwhelming. When famous mystery author J.D. Grimthorpe collapses during a special announcement in the hotel's grand tea room, Molly's unique perspective becomes both liability and strength. "I've always noticed details others miss while missing what others easily see," she reflects, unwittingly describing the paradox that makes her both vulnerable and exceptional. Having previously been wrongfully accused of murder at the same hotel, she understands the precarious position of service workers when crimes occur. After all, as her trainee Lily nervously repeats, "the maid is always to blame." Molly isn't your typical protagonist. Guided by her late grandmother's wisdom, deep cleaning to give life meaning, and tidy up to cheer us up, she excels at creating order from chaos. What she struggles with are the unwritten rules of human interaction. She catalogs physical details with clinical precision while frequently misinterpreting people's intentions and emotions. When interacting with hotel guests, Molly relies on her grandmother's detailed instructions like others might rely on instinct. "Smile with your eyes, not just your mouth," she reminds herself before greeting the Ladies' Auxiliary Mystery Book Society. Molly's childhood memories reveal her connection to the deceased author. As a child, she accompanied her grandmother Eleanor to work at Grimthorpe Mansion. "I'm 10 years old, riding with Gran to visit a palatial mansion with imposing wrought iron gates topped with menacing spears," Molly recalls. "The gravel crunched beneath our feet like broken promises." Through flashbacks, we witness Grimthorpe's creative paralysis and alcoholism. One stormy night, in a drunken rage, he attacked Molly's grandmother with a letter opener, leaving a permanent scar. Young Molly, seeing her grandmother suffering, stole a Fabergé egg from his collection, not from greed, but to force their dismissal and protect her grandmother. These past events create ripples that reach into the present, connecting characters in unexpected ways. Hotel staff moved through spaces largely unnoticed, witnessing intimate details of strangers' lives while remaining invisible. "Children should not be seen or heard," Mrs. Grimthorpe once told young Molly, a rule extending metaphorically to service workers. Yet this invisibility becomes power. Molly observes what others miss because people don't guard themselves around just a maid. When valuables disappear, suspicion falls on housekeeping staff despite their faithful service, echoing the prologue's tale of a maid wrongfully accused of theft. Throughout the investigation, appearances consistently deceive. J.D. Grimthorpe, the supposed literary genius, is exposed as a fraud who wrote none of his famous novels. Sweet retired librarian Beulah Henderson conceals a vindictive nature and murderous capability. Fellow maid Cheryl Matthews, despite her impeccable record, systematically steals not just valuables, but sentimental personal items from guests. A man can be both a man and a monster at the very same time, Molly realizes after witnessing Grimthorpe attack her grandmother. This insight extends to other characters with hidden depths, the charming bartender informing for criminals, the kindly gardener corresponding with death row inmates. Even Molly engages in deception, allowing Angela to present her as an undercover detective. This falsehood troubles her. "I pretended to be something I'm not, behavior that wouldn't make Gran proud." Yet this very deception helps uncover the truth, suggesting the line between right and wrong isn't always clear. Aren't we all presenting curated versions of ourselves to the world? At its heart, this story is about Molly's quest to understand herself. Throughout her life, she has been labeled and misunderstood. Molly the Mutant, Roomba the Robot, Oddball Mole. These cruel nicknames reflect society's tendency to marginalize those who process the world differently. The novel explores different forms of family, those we're born into and those we create. Molly's makeshift family includes Juan Manuel, who sees and celebrates her unique way of viewing the world. Mr. Preston, the doorman, whose late-life revelation offers a chance at healing generational wounds, and her colleagues at the hotel who provide a supportive professional community. This theme connects to the broader mystery of authorship surrounding Grimthorpe's books, the revelation that his secretary's mother, Abigail Sharp, was the true author of his celebrated works raises questions about credit and the theft of identity. Just as Grimthorpe stole Abigail's literary identity, others throughout the novel attempt to reduce Molly to simplistic labels that fail to capture her complexity. Through solving both the murder and the mystery of Abigail's stolen work, Molly ultimately finds her own voice and claims her rightful place in both her biological and chosen families. Molly's extraordinary attention to detail becomes the key to unraveling the mystery. She notices seemingly insignificant details, a missing honeypot from its usual position, a misplaced silver spoon, the distinctive ring of silver against fine china during afternoon tea, that prove crucial to solving the case. Her intimate knowledge of the hotel's rhythms allows her to spot these aberrations instantly, like a musician who can detect a single wrong note in a familiar symphony. "It's what you can't see that gives something its shape and meaning," Gran once told Molly, explaining that social interactions are like complex equations with invisible yet essential parts. This wisdom guides the investigation, where the negative spaces, the things left unsaid or carefully hidden, hold the most significant clues. Throughout the investigation, Molly's different way of processing information, often dismissed as a limitation, proves to be her greatest strength. She approaches each clue with methodical precision, free from the preconceptions that cloud others' judgment. By the novel's end, even the initially skeptical Detective Stark acknowledges Molly's exceptional abilities, suggesting she would make an excellent detective. This validation carries particular weight for someone who has spent her life being underestimated and overlooked. In a world of deceptive appearances and shifting identities, words become anchors of truth. Molly navigates life through her grandmother's wisdom: always check the corners first, and time reveals all truths, dear, like tea steeping in hot water. These sayings guide her through challenges, a legacy more valuable than inherited wealth or fame. The novel offers a vision of redemption through honesty and connection. Characters embracing truth find peace in authenticity, while those persisting in deception face endings reflecting their moral choices. Molly's journey shows how understanding oneself and being understood constitutes the deepest form of redemption. The mystery extends beyond who poisoned Grimthorpe to explore how we remain enigmatic to one another, complex beings whose true selves emerge only through patient attention and genuine connection. Through Molly's voice, we appreciate different ways of being and knowing. Her triumph lies not just in solving the murder, but in revealing the extraordinary gifts that emerge when we look beyond appearances to see the invisible threads connecting us all.